A Dutch company have decided to create something new for airlines. They're calling it the Santo Seat. So it's an acronym for Special Accommodation Needs for Toddlers and Overweight Passengers. This Santo Seat, there's a photo on our Facebook page if you want to check it out, Hot FMCQ. But it's pretty much for those that can't fit into the typical seat. So whether you are bringing a baby on board with a capsule and you want to put it next to you, whether you do have a toddler that wants to squish in, or you are too large to sit in an average seat, and to be honest, it's not because you're overweight. There's a lot of tall people that can't squish into the small aeroplane seats these days. So they're trying to sell this plan, this seat that they've got going on, to a lot of companies. A lot of airlines, not Australian airlines, but a lot of international airlines have said, yeah, this could be an idea. They can probably charge a little bit more for this seat, and a lot of passengers will be a lot more comfortable as well. And we are such a diverse country these days. There is lots of different people, all shapes and sizes. Do you think that maybe Australian airlines need to jump on board and start implementing these Santo seats? What do you reckon? 13, 12, 16. Obviously, the passengers would pay a little more. 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon, Patrick?
Well, I reckon the bigger the better. My legs are pretty long, so if I can help accommodate those and that, I'd be very happy.
Would you be willing to pay extra for these seats if they were available?
Yeah, especially on long flights. And that's definitely, yeah.
I'm so lucky. I've got short, small, little legs, so I don't have to worry about this. I'm fine with a typical seat. But for me, even sometimes the typical seats are a little bit crunch, especially when you're doing Australia to Los Angeles. That's a long, direct flight that you've got to be sitting in the cabin for. So I'm all for these Santo seats. Jump on our page and let us know what you think. Hot FMCQ.